Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. It was quite the successful weekend for local athletes at the 2018 Iowa High School State Track and Field Meet. On today's program, we hear from the various state champions from Marion County. We start with Pella's 4x400 relay team, who with their third place finish, clinched a team state championship for the Pella Lady Dutch. Congratulations, ladies. A third place in the 4x4 guarantees a state championship for Pella. How does it feel to finally have that in front of your name and not the number two?
It feels really good because we've had so many second places recently, and our theme for this season was trust the process. It kind of felt hard to do along the way because we had to overcome some difficulties, but then just finally getting number one really made me feel like I did trust the process.
It was pretty amazing. This is one of the best days of my life, just for everyone, but I think we really worked together as a whole team, and we wanted it all together, and so the whole team just helped each other.
And I think this year with our senior class, outstanding class, I think it's like an icing on the cake that we finally get that state championship all together, because we've been through it since like eighth grade, and with all these girls too, we've just been through a lot, and it's just great.
You're tired of the number two. It's over now. It's finally over.
The screw the two was our thing in basketball, and we finally did it.
Yes. And now here's Pella Lady Dutch head coach, Dak Rasmussen. Pella Lady Dutch, Class 3A state champions. How does it feel?
It's absolutely amazing. I tell you what, for 3 days, it was just a grind trying to get every single point. Last time I talked to you, we talked about it had been such a roller coaster. You know, even today it was a roller coaster with weather and, you know, just the other teams stepping up their game. We had to do the same thing, and the girls were absolutely amazing.
Well, where do you begin? You come into the day, you know, in a good spot to get yourself obviously into this position, but you needed to run a lot of really good races, and the girls, for the most part, near PR, school records, all sorts of just great events. What was it like to see their demeanor throughout the day and to handle the pressure of what was a very, very close race in 3A?
You know, I told the other coaches before the state meet even started that this group is probably, as a whole, just a bunch of gamers. If there was ever a group that I felt confident that every single one of the girls could step up their effort at the state meet, this was the group. You know, you always have those years where somebody has an off day or, you know, they crumple under the pressure. But I felt this group wasn't going to be that way. You know, and Thursday was great for us. Friday was up and down. We came in today. We still had a chance. And the girls just embraced that. And so from start to finish, they were getting after it. They were giving everything they had. And there was just no letting up from them.
There were three individual champions throughout the county, including PCM's Noah Anderson. A state champion in the Open 200 after you had a great race in the Open 1. Just, I'm sure, a day you're pretty happy to be at considering you were injured a good portion of the season.
Yep. Yeah, I was really nervous going into that race, getting out of the blocks and slowing down at the end. But it was my last race. I knew I had to just, there was one goal in mind and I had to go get it.
What was the biggest key for you in your mind that pushed you down that backstretch? And you had a pretty sizable lead over the number two runner.
Yeah. I knew Tanner was going to get out faster than me. That's how I've always been at slower out of the blocks, but my top speed on the backstretch, on the home stretch, usually turns on coming out of the corner. He was up there for a while. And I knew I just had to turn it on because that's where my strength was going to be.
And what's it like to be able to share the race both times with Preston? The two of you guys, obviously a lot of history together. What's it like to be able to share the races with him and to have this experience with a teammate?
I give half my credit to Preston. He's always, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without him. He's pushing me constantly, making me work. I know I wouldn't be where I'm at without him.
And while the previous champions did their work on Saturday, Pella's Avery Van Zee won his individual title in the 400-meter hurdles on Friday. Avery Van Zee, individual state champion in the 400-meter hurdles. How does it feel, man?
It feels great. I mean, this is something I've been dreaming of ever since I started doing 400 hurdles last year. Coaches believed in me, told me I could do it. Didn't run the fastest district time, so I knew I had to come out here and compete with a whole bunch of great guys. So just coming out here in lane eight, just knew that you had to just turn it on. And coach said, let them catch you. And that was my whole goal coming into this, so I'm just thankful and extremely blessed, and I thank God for everything. Just giving me my certain abilities and just having to be able to come out here at State in the Blue Oval, running a great race with a whole bunch of great guys.
Well, and you had a year ago your best race at this very meet, and again, you do it once again. What is it about this oval that gets you going?
It's a fast oval. I mean, everybody comes here and wants to run fast times. My goal today was just to run a 53.5, and I exceeded that by a lot, beat my new PR by a second and a half, so it just felt amazing.
And that was some pretty stiff competition down the backstretch. What just kept pushing you there, man?
It was. I mean, I could hear Grat coming up behind me, and I just kept telling myself, you got to kick it in, kick it in, kick it in. And I found something after the last hurdle, and so I just decided to give it my all and finish hard.
Be sure to tune into the Marion County PM Sports page this Wednesday to hear from local athletes from our 5, 2A, and 3A schools who competed at the 2018 Iowa High School State Track and Field Meet. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.